With an estimated $421 million of new revenue predicted for the next fiscal year, Governor Herbert carved out an additional $298 million for public education in the budget plan he unveiled Wednesday. The proposal includes an additional $96 million for enrollment growth and an extra $26 million for the weighted pupil unit, or WPU, which includes teacher pay. The governor's budget also sets aside about $30 million to encourage math and science-related degrees and certificates at Utah colleges and universities, and $5 million for STEM efforts in grades 4 through 8.
We're losing too many people in grades 4 through 8 that don't have the math skills necessary to go on and achieve in high school, and that precludes them from going on into college and university study and becoming engineers, scientists, mathematicians, etc.
Martel Minlove is the deputy state superintendent and will assume the role of state superintendent in January. He says the governor carried out most of the recommendations the State Board of Education made, except for that increase in the WPU. What the governor proposed is slightly more than a 1% increase.
You know, we'd talked about a 2% increase in the value of the weighted pupil unit, and as he explained, they didn't get that far. If you look at the state board's budget and his budget, that's the main, you know, area that there would be some difference.
Overall, 63% of the entire state budget would go to public education next year under the governor's plan. Herbert says his budget is consistent with his goal to get 2/3 of Utah's adult population to have a college degree or other post-high school certificate. Whitney Evans, KUER News.